We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavya ben Menachem Yosef Ham Yaakov Pivitichol Zeliyo. We are in Kalim Perach Avches Mishnah Yud Svacha. This is the hairnet from the previous Mishnah. Shehischil Bami Pio. You have a person who's beginning to weave it, and we'd like to know at what point does it have the status of a kli to be susceptible to tumah. So you began to weave it from the edge, the peh, the rim that fits around the face of the woman who's wearing it. So tahara, the Mishnah says, it's still tahor, it's not makabel tumah, ad sheyigmor es kur kursa, until you finish the bottom. That's the part of the hairnet that rests on the woman's head. Until you complete it, the bottom of it, doesn't matter that you are weaving most of it. It's not makabel tumah just yet. And the reverse is also true. Hischil ba mikur kursa, let's say you started weaving the hairnet from the bottom of it, that the part that rests on the head, tahor, it remains tahor ad sheyigmor es piyo, until you finish the rim. So it doesn't matter where you start weaving this, whether from the rim or the bottom, this svacha, the hairnet, only becomes tameh when it has a gemar malacha, when it's complete. Shavis shela, this is a headband that's a part of the svacha of the hairnet. So tameh bifnei atzmo, that is tameh on its own. Bar Tanur explains, this is tziur she'osim ala svacha lenoi. It's a decoration. It's on the hairnet. It's there just, it's not necessary like this frontlet, only for decorative purposes. Omeid al mitzcha umakif me'ozen la'ozen. It actually goes on our forehead and goes from ear to ear. Ubifnei atzmo nami chashiv. Alone, although it's attached to the hairnet, it alone has a status of a kli. It has chashivus on its own. Shehu asri lahasiro la'misham laseso so besvacha acheres. People take it off from this and may put it on another hairnet. And because of that, it has the status of a kli on its own, and therefore it's mekabel tumah on its own. Hachutin shela temein mishum chibur. The strings, these are the strings that keep the hairnet on the head. So they are mekabel tumah, not on their own, but only mishum chibur, only because they're attached to the hairnet. So when they're attached to the svacha, they're mekabel tumah. But if they're not attached, they're not kalim on their own. Svacha shenikra, you have a hairnet that now is torn. At what point is not mekabel tumah? Imena mekabeles es rov haseir tahora. If it can't hold most of the woman's hair, then it's not mekabel tumah. That's its function, to hold the woman's hair. Once most of the hair cannot be held within the svacha, so then it's not mekabel tumah. Perechav tes, Mishnah Aleph. Nomei hasadin means the threads that you have at the end of a sheet, of a cloth sheet. So here, we're speaking about the concept of a yad. We've had this way earlier in the Masechta. A yad, let's say a handle on a kli. So you have a metal mug, let's say. So we know that although the kli, where the coffee is going, is inside the mug itself. But the handle of the mug allows you to hold the whole mug. So therefore, we say that yad has the status of the kli. If tumah touches the yad, the handle itself, the whole kli is tameh. If tumah touches the kli, the mug itself, the cup itself, the handle becomes tameh. So we're going to discuss that concept when it comes to clothing, comes to cloth, comes to these types of materials, specifically where we have strings or threads that are hanging off. How much of that thread is considered the yad? Maybe only a certain portion is considered the yad. It's from there that I hold onto the kli, and therefore tumah touches only that section of the thread. Does the kli become tameh? Or if the kli is mekabel tumah, how much of that yad of that thread is mekabel tumah? So the first is the nomei hasad, in the hanging threads at the edge of a cloth sheet, vahasudarin, or the edge of a scarf, vahasrat, vatratin, the edge of a hat made out of cloth, vahapilyon shel rosh, this is a head shawl. In all of these cases, shesh esbos, the threads that are hanging off the beged itself, or the sheet itself, are a yad up to six esbos, finger breasts, from the edge of the garment. Anything beyond that is not considered a yad. So if tumah touches the kli, that only up until Sheshes Bos is Mekabel Tumah, that thread, if Tumah touches the cloth. Beyond that, not. And if the Tumah touches the within the first six etzbos of the thread, then the rest of the Kli is Tumah. But if you touch it, the Tumah touches beyond the Sheshes Bos, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Think about the strands we have that at the end of a talus, so we knot them together, but at the end of the talus, you don't have much of the Shesi and the Erev of the vertical and horizontal threads. They kind of stick out a little bit, and they're not complete. So these are done also for decoration, and the Mishnah is telling us how much of those strings are considered a yad. Then shel afkarsin, this is a shirt like an undershirt, wear it up against the skin, eser. What extent do the threads are considered a yad? There we say up to 10 finger breasts, 10 etzbos. The first list were 6. This is 10. Nime sagos, this is a woolen coat, vaharadid, or a thin scarf that women wear. So we're talking about the threads of all of these things. The chaluk, a shirt, this is not the undershirt like the previous case, but rather this is a shirt worn over that. Vahatalis, which is a cloak. Shalosh etzbos. Only, how much is a yad? Only 3 etzbos. So the first list was 6 etzbos. Then we had the undershirt, that's 10 etzbos. And then there are this list, the woolen coat and the scarf and the regular shirt and the talus, that's 3 etzbos. Nime kippa shel zekena, these are the hanging threads of a cap, a hat worn, head covering worn by a woman, an older woman. Vahagoma din shel arviin, these are face coverings that go around the nose and the mouth that Arabs wear. Vahakulkin, this is a garment made out of goat's hair. Vahapunda, this is a belt, a wide belt. Vahamaforis, which is a wrap over the head. Vahaparagod, which is a curtain. Nime hen kol shehin. Here we say that the threads that hang up, that hang off, are considered a yad or kol shu. Kol shu means no matter how long they are, makes no difference. Kol shehin says the Bar Tanura, bein rav, bein ma'at, havechibur. Whether a little or a lot, it could go up to 20 finger breasts. That's Mekabel Tumah. Vikulu acharini sheshiron mifurash, as says the Bar Tanura, but the rest that we specify the measure, how much is considered a yad, kishir have chibur. Yes, that amount is considered attached to the kli. Ma sheyaser mikashir, lo ave chibur, lo lutum of la haza. He points out it's not considered a shir, not for chibur for the laws of tuma, and not for haza. Haza means, let's say, becomes tame meis, so you have to sprinkle the cloak, as with all kalim or people, with the ashes and the spring water, ashes of the para aduma mixed with spring water. So you don't have to get water on the whole kli when trying to purify it from tumas meis. You just have to hit a little bit of the kli. So that's the question. What's the halacha if, let's say, hit the thread when the whole kli is tameh? So the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that you have to be careful. When it comes to the list that we have, you have to make sure, don't, let's say on the first list, which we said is Sheshes Bos, if you sprinkle from the ashes and the water, ashes of the para aduma, and you're doing hazah, and you hit beyond 6 etzbos of the threads, so you're not going to tie the kli. It has to be within 6 etzbos. As opposed to, let's say, the last list that we had kol shehein, then you could hit any part of the kli of the thread with the hazah, with the ashes mixed with the spring water, and the whole thing will become tahor.